Keeping it real on CliffCentral.com.
Please be aware that this show contains crude and foul language. If you are sensitive to topics like science or religion, we cordially invite you to please fuck off now. Thank you.
I'm glad that my parents missed one thing that that it was really unbelievable. They saw me hit this great success, and it was a blast, and we had a lot of laughs, and it was just an amazing time. They passed away, and then after I got famous, it was like all these haters came out of nowhere, and like the negativity and the amount of animosity was just it was unbearable. I'm not even kidding you guys. At one point, I sat down and I Googled myself. I put my name in Google, and when I went to hit search, Google was like, "Are you sure?" I couldn't believe it. I sat there and there was like 87 Dane Cook sucks pages and 4 videos about why I should die and all these countless blogs with all these innuendos and rumors and fucked up things. I read for 4.5 hours and I finally said out loud, you know what? This Dane Cook is a douchebag. And I'm not a fan anymore because all this is true. The wildest story I can tell you is one day I was sitting down, I was reading some fan mails, and everybody's being really encouraging. Dane, you've been through a lot. Keep going. I know that this has been a tough couple of years for you. And then here's the email that I received. And just by the name alone, I should have known that I was in some trouble. The email was from anonymous@yahoo.com. That's what rolls into the box. So I look at the name, anonymous at Yahoo. And again, me being so kind of eternal optimist, I was like, great name. Somebody got the original, not anonymous 2258 kitty kitty lick lick. Just anonymous. Subject line, please read this. To which I say, of course. What am I doing? I open it up and I'm not even going to paraphrase. Here's the exact letter that I got from this guy, quote unquote. It said, Dane, both of your parents got cancer and died to get away from your shitty comedy. And my first thought was, very unlikely. That's not true. There are better ways to get away from my shitty comedy, Mom and Dad. Just don't show up or do the whole flat tire thing. I couldn't believe it. I deleted it, but it festered on my brain for the next couple of years. I thought about it, and I was like, sometimes it would piss me off, and I just couldn't. Sometimes I was just driven by it. It really, made me want to work harder. And then I tell you all this because it's amazing the way life positions, the chess game of life. Guess who wrote me a follow-up email 2 weeks ago? Anonymous. And I brought the letter because I want to share this with you, okay? I brought the letter, and I'm going to read this to you, and I really think that this shows that sometimes in life you have that moment where there's high road and low road. And I think that you're going to appreciate the way this went down. So first let me read you what he wrote to me, which was, again, from anonymous@yahoo.com came in, and when I saw that, again, first reaction, I was like, great fucking name. Got to hand it to him. Lucky bitch to get that. Subject line, please read this. Okay, I open it up. Dane, I was drinking, out of work, and depressed when I wrote you that letter a couple of years ago. I am myself dealing with my father dying of a brain tumor. I respect and understand you now. Anonymous. So I read this a couple of times, and then I thought, I'm gonna write back. Anonymous, your father got a brain tumor because he was tired of thinking about his drunk, jobless, spineless fuckface of a son. I win.
It's the Casper Show, the Casper Show, the Casper Radio Show. It's the Casper Show, the Casper Show, the Casper Radio Show.
Indeed it is. It's the Casper Radio Show. And I just want to say hello to everyone out there, even though I can't hear myself. Hello, this is Helen Keller. and she is talking to you from Cliff Central. My special for the first time ever co-host today is none other than the inimitable Fots of the show, friend of the show. And Fots are people who've been here before. So we got him as a Fots, but now also as co-host for today, the one and the only Mark Banks.
Thank you.
Mark,
thank you
it
very
is
much.
Absolutely fantastic to see you. Just thank hang you. On, I've got something here.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, that's enough. Okay, that's enough.
Okay. Thank you. There you go. That wasn't applause, was it? That was rain.
It was rain on
the roof of the Mall of Africa.
You got it.
Fantastic.
But isn't it wonderful what one can do with sound effects?
Absolutely unbelievable.
You know what they use for the rain on the roof of the Mall of Africa?
No.
Applause.
Oh. Hey. Didn't see that one coming. Didn't see that one coming. I was stuck in traffic for an hour and a half yesterday.
You are currently at the Monte Cassino Theatre with
Peter Turin. Peter
Turin Theatre.
I get 12 and 50 every time I say that.
Ah.
Because I have part copyright on the name. Before he copyrighted it, I did. So if it's ever...
You were clever to get in early.
I got in early. It was copyrighted as Peter, P-E-T-E-R, but I've got the Afrikaans one, which is his...
Peter, yeah.
Peter
now,
Trin.
What's your name?
Hang on. What was that? Oh, Mark. Mark Banks.
I saw the show. I loved it.
Oh, thank you.
I saw it on Sunday.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. There was a problem, though.
Yes.
I'm pissed off.
Yes.
Why would I be pissed off?
Because I was in it.
No.
No?
No.
Why?
Because we got a fucking press release of 7 pages that we must bring stuff to the show.
Yes.
I brought prized possessions to the show, yes, waiting for Mark Banks to improvise on those things because yes, that was promised to us.
Yes.
He never did it.
No, I didn't.
He never did it.
We were stuck for time.
No, that's not an excuse.
I know, it's not an excuse. It's all going into a big promo. Can I
but
say
But are you
promo?
Still doing it now? Or are you, are
no,
you
no,
not
we're, no, we're still doing it. The Choicier prizes are going to Big Promo, which we're doing into we're putting into an auction. Which we're doing for Cotlands. Our two charities are Cotlands and Lifeline.
What's Cotlands? AIDS babies?
No, it's homeless babies. Babies that need looking after.
Okay.
Babies with illnesses. Some of them with AIDS.
Okay.
Babies that need looking after and after birth care, which I still undergo from time to time.
No, I know.
At 57.
But are you still improvising on the stuff on the stage or not anymore? Should people not put it on the stage?
No. We are improvising.
I brought a wonderful thing and I was so excited. I couldn't wait. And I heard Mark saying, okay, now it's nearly finished. And it's nearly finished. I thought, now he's going to do it.
Sorry.
And
I'm
nearly
very
finished.
Sorry.
And goodbye off, lights on. I was like, Mark!
I know.
Improvisation on my priceless antique I brought.
What did you bring?
I brought a thing that looks like a ball scooper.
Oh, I've seen that. The blue one.
Yeah, that's mine.
Yes, is that yours?
And I thought you can do wonderful things with it.
What is that? That's for bringing...
It's for a prostate check.
Yes.
No, it's not. It's for taking eggs. You put the eggs in that basket.
Yes.
It's like kind of a plastic that you can cook.
Oh.
En dan gooi je dit nou in die pot, right, met die goed so, en dan kook die eiers, en dan haal jy dit net so uit.
Ach, I thought it was a blow buller, those things that hang on the tow bar of cars.
But you see already there, it's funny.
It's and I thought, why three balls? And I thought, they've obviously got an Irish sponsor. They've merged the Shamrock with three balls.
Oh,
three
my
blue balls.
You see how funny that is now.
Yeah, no, we are doing improv. We do
okay,
do improv.
So people who go
improv.
See Bankrupts at the Peter Turin Theatre.
Studio Theatre.
Yeah. With Mark Banks.
Yes.
Then bring stuff along that you, for charity, for AIDS babies and Cotlands.
Yes.
And then he You put it on stage, and Mark might, if he feels like it, improvise with those props. But the night I was there, he fucking fucked off.
I'm sorry. I'm very, very sorry.
No, I was so looking forward to it because you're a master.
You're going to have to come again.
Yes.
I'll come and fetch you.
I can't sit through that show again.
All right. Well, I'll come and do it at your house.
It was very funny. It was very funny.
On nights off, we go door to door doing it at people's houses.
Yeah. Hello.
That's where theatre's going next.
Yeah.
We should be doing door to door. I think a big Pentechnicon arrives at a townhouse complex, rings goes through security.
What is a Pentechnicon?
It's a groot trok, a groot lorry, a moose groot lorry.
Oh, I thought it's like the devil's star.
It is. That is a Pentechnicon. That's a Technicon where they take a lot of drugs.
It's the other way. That's the evil Harry Potter.
The evil Harry Potter. Okay. I think it's in the Vol Triangle, a lot of
it. Yeah, it must be.
Daar onder, Sasselberg.
Oh, yeah. Okay, but where were we? Okay, so you go see the show.
Yes.
And he will now improvise.
Yes, I promise. And
I loved your, by the way, sorry. Just let's get back. That's what I wanted to say. I loved your show. I don't know how old that is, but I've never seen it before, and I loved it. The Travel Agent.
Yes.
That was very funny. Yes. Very original.
Yes. Thank you very much.
I was crying.
Did you laugh?
I cried.
Because you are very difficult to make laugh. You are very difficult to make
that one laugh. I love that. I love that, and you must do it for me. The yes of that lady. Say that yes for me.
Yes.
I love it.
No, is it?
I actually once heard two women in a shopping centre. Can I say Hyde Park Shopping Centre?
Yeah.
In Hyde Park Shopping Centre, which I don't like because I can never get into it or out of it successfully. I once lost a car there for about 4 days because I forgot what level it was on. And I heard them talking about AIDS, and I heard the one say to the other one,
"Shit, no, it's terrible. You know, if I got AIDS, I'd die."
Oh, my God.
From the mouths of babes. And that's where I got the yes.
Yes.
Yes. It's horrifying, isn't it? It's pitched between standing on a sort of what are those things that live outside those geckos? It's like a gecko's scream like that.
When
you hear that when they get stuck in a window or in a door, or you open a window suddenly, they get stuck in there. You go, terrifying.
But that was very funny.
Thank you.
Everything's
I also forgot
funny.
To tell the audience to ovate because normally I get a standing ovation.
There was a woman next to me ovulating though.
Yes, ovulating.
Yeah, I think they couldn't do both.
All right, it was the 27th. So that's possible.
It is possible.
And it was Pesach, and it does fall in with the humdrum drum.
I've never been paid with Sach, but what is Pesach?
Pesach.
Is it like PayPal? Pesach.
It's for you're Jews. You're a bad payer. You pay Sach. No. you can pay art, and you can pay Sach. And if you're a Sach payer, then you're a miserable tight arsehole who doesn't really pay for it. That's Pesach.
What do you think of that, Duncan?
Meneer, ek is so baie trots om hier te wees. And
Duncan praat Afrikaans. Kijk daar, hy praat Afrikaans.
Jy ken, meneer, is
a wonder.
Is a baie.
Ja?
Ek is net baie trots om dit met twee groot Afrikaanse comedians. Oh, Matt,
he's not Afrikaans.
No, I'm not Afrikaans.
Maar he's from Manchester.
It's just the way I walk.
Jy lyk so dat jy own a farmse.
Ja.
En jy het oostringe en jy het eiers.
Nee.
Jy is nie 'n boerman.
Nee.
Jy lyk. Jy lyk soos jy
'n tamelike klein pilie wat jy
kan daar.
Dis
net so. Ja, nee. Meneer. Jy lyk soos jy my papa ge-chase met 'n bakkie en het jy lyk soos jy my papa ge-chase met jou big boere van run
ja ek dink daar's 'n liedjie daar o big boere van kom ons sing o big boere van
o big boere van ons jaag danken se pa
ja
ons kon dit doen op bevaar
kom hier
Oh my goodness.
We usually, we promise, because it's one of the most beautiful songs in the world, Nature Boy, I wanted to play a version every week. I forgot last week, so we got to quickly catch up with that one. Alvin and the Chimps.
Celine Dion in a tumble dryer. My love will Burvan.
We also got a fan in Port Elizabeth, Adrian. And Adrian sent a message in which he caught out his Oma on the telephone. let's have a listen. I promise you it's Adrian.
Hello. Hello, ma'am. How are you? Fine, thank you. How are you? Fine, thanks. You're speaking to Gladys. I'm calling you from One Life Direct, ne?
Oh, no, what? One Life?
Yes, One Life Direct, ma'am.
No, I don't want that because I'm a pensioner.
Are you a pensioner?
Yes. Yes.
Mama, just wait. Don't go so fast, ma'am. Tell that Aniki, ma'am. I know that girl. I used to work with her there by the farm.
What farm?
They're by the farm, they're by Rocklands.
By Rocklands?
Now it's New South Africa. I'm here in an office under the aircon.
Under the aircon.
I used to be her domestic many moons ago, and when it was apartheid, she used to moor me with a shambok all the time. And she used to moor me. But now it's New South Africa. I drive BMW, ne? I will come and fetch you one day. And we can go to the boardwalk, ma'am?
Mm.
Is it, Mama?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Okay, Mama. But, Mama?
No.
Yes, I know, because you've got lots of money. We can go together now, ne? Because me and you, we can go lekker to the casino. We can play that money of yours, ne? There by the casino.
Yeah, I haven't got money.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Oh, no. I tried to get it order on me, so.
Hallo, hallo, hallo vir almal daar by die Casper Radio Show. En dis weer Adrian uit die baai. Kyk, ek weet hoe julle weet wat julle doen daar by die studio en ek wil net vir julle sê wat om te doen hier, maar dis 'n bietjie advice. Kyk, julle fanbase groei definitief by die dag groter en groter en ek myself vertel vir die hele wêreld die in PE althans die hele wêreld noem dit, ek noem dit PE. In elk geval vertel vir almal van die Casper Radio Show so julle kry meer luisteraars. Maar gee bietjie meer julle Twitter handles en Facebook page se hoe moet met te kry goeders uit net 'n klein bietjie advice van 'n groot aanhanger.
Okay, so nou het ons nou gehoor en ons is gejoin nou deur Simba and Gavin. Welcome back, Simba.
Thank you, Mr. Casper.
Nice to have you here. Nice to have the presence of His Majesty.
Thank you. This
the
time
Gozo.
We got it right. Yes, thank
yes.
you.
Yes.
Thank you. I was able to get away from state affairs and join you guys.
I'm so glad. And isn't it ironic that next to you is a guy with the surname Prince?
Yes.
Gavin.
Hello.
Good morning, your...
It is so lovely to
loveliness.
Be here.
Oh, my God. You are so wonderful to be... And flowers are falling out of your mouth.
Indeed. What does Gozo mean?
Gozo.
Gozo. That what means his royal... Fuckness.
You should know. You're my concubine. By the way...
So I'm a Kala Gozo.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
Yes. There's an island where I'm from.
Yes, he's from an island. Have you two met Mark Banks yet?
Yes.
Yes.
Plenty of times.
We'll meet him again, please.
Yes. Hello.
Can you remember me, Mark?
We've never met. We have met. Yes, we
Mark,
met.
Mark does that.
No. I think we're friends on Facebook.
No, we're not.
Really?
Did you unfriend me?
No. Yeah, we met one evening. Casper invited me to the Comedy Central Comedy Fest.
What?
At Silver Star Casino. That's when I met the Mark. I actually used you as a prop.
Yes.
To irritate another lady.
Ooh, yes. ooh, 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 ooh.
another lady. She's she happens to be one of my former bosses. Oops, I just said that on the radio. But she
but
was,
we know her name yet.
Yeah, but she was there. And
why
she,
did you use Marg as a prop?
Now, because she did not like my presence there because I was a VIP and I was your plus one.
Ah.
So when Marg came, I keep on telling people the story. And Marg, you know, in Marg's life.
Was Marg there as an audience member for the roast?
Yes, he was.
The roast of Greg. Yes. What's so his when name? Jeff Pros.
Jeff, yeah. Jeff, yes. That one.
That's Survivor's. No, the other one.
Yeah, yeah, Jeff. The other one. So when Marg came, Marg came to greet you, but I made as if Marg is my long lost friend.
To irritate your boss.
To irritate her, and it worked like a charm.
Oh, but fantastic. Now it makes sense, Marg.
Fantastic.
This strange man.
Yes.
You probably wiped that out of his memory.
So I did come in handy.
Yes, you came in very
fantastic.
Handy.
Fantastic.
Have you got any messages, Duncan?
Ons het 'n message aan meneer. Michael op die WeChat sê, Casper en Marg bangs vir 2 ure lank. Ja. What the fuck?
Yes.
What the fuck? Yeah, Simba is my favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There we go.
Who was that, Mike?
Michael,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, Mike, thank you.
And I can't see anymore. Kokoba.
Oh, we've got a message from Kodua. He says, I hear that rubbing your scrotum while masturbating intensifies...
No, that must be the sex show.
Sorry, that must have been a message.
Yes, but please, whatever you do not do it in CNA.
No.
I was doing that the other day and I got into a lot of trouble. The woman said, are you going to buy that magazine or not?
What was the magazine?
Landbo Weekblad. The sexual edition.
Farmers Digest, right?
Farmers Weekly.
Farmers Digest.
Farmers Weekly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What about the Gang of the Train?
I just want to quickly go back to Adrian from PE. He said we must do more what? Twitter, which Gavin is doing. And you must spread it out more. That's his advice to us. Okay. So can I please have your Twitter handles now? Otherwise, Adrian will be on your backside.
Adrian, I'm at Gavin_Prince. Thank you for asking.
Simba is?
Simba Gozo. SimbaGozo.
Duncan is?
Duncan the Pampoon.
No.
Duncan the Pumpkin in English, but...
Yeah, the Afrikaans now. Yeah. And you are?
Mark.Banks.
You see, Adrian?
Dot spelt D-O-T.
Dot, yeah.
And you?
I am Casper Radio Show at twitter.handles.
.co.za.
Yep. No, what is a Twitter again?
It's just at.
It's just at.
At Casper Radio Show.
I think you are that Kasper swear Rasper. Word. I think you are the swear word. It's the Casper Radio Show, but you're also the swear word.
Really?
Yeah.
What swear word?
The F one.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're saying.
The hat.
I'm so shy. I'm not going to mention that word. Adrian, I want to say, Adrian, that your Oma, my best, the Oma trying to say she's a pensioner. let's listen to that.
No, I don't want that because I'm a pensionarist.
And she rolled the R.
Yeah.
I'm a pensionarist. Let's listen again.
Proper, eh?
Let's listen again. Oh, God, where's Oma gone now? Oh, my goodness. Oma. Oh, there's Oma. This is pensionaris.
No, I don't want that because I'm a pensionaris.
As a female pensionaris.
It reminds me a bit of, you know, of Charlene Sooty. I'm a pensionaris. It sounds like her being funny. Anyway, so many things happening today. We got Hannes here. I summoned him because he's busy rehearsing on Sneeuwwitje at the Emperor's Palace. Not on Sneeuwwitje, but for Sneeuwwitje. For Sneeuwwitje. We had a huge technical glitch yesterday. Hitch glitch. And I couldn't record Game of Thrones.
Oh.
So I... immediately wrote to Hannes and said, please come in. Let's just improvise the first episode because we owe that to the 5 Tripper Trapper Truener Pensionaris people listening to the Casper Radio Show. So we're going to do that. We got Boys and Girls of Cliff Central, which will give Marg Banks' prostate a bit of an exercise. Can I say that again?
Yes.
That will give Marg Banks' prostate a bit of exercise, and you will also be guest judge on that.
Fantastic. Woo-hoo. Thank you.
You can make the models do anything, basically.
Right.
Okay.
Fantastic.
So we like that because we can film them.
Right.
Doing anything.
Fantastic.
We got Duncan, Pumpkin, Pigeon, Afrikaans Mabazu, with your beautiful, beautiful language. I'm sure that it's going to be one of the most official languages ever once you have perfected yourself.
Absolutely.
Have you got any questions for any of our presenters or guests today, Duncan, as you have not been with us last week?
Ja, meneer, eerst, ik wil het net zeggen aan Simba. Simba, welkom back, meneer.
Dank je.
Het is een groot plezier om jou te hebben vandaag hier zo.
Oké.
Okay. Het is niet een plezier, het is een plezier.
Plezier. En Gavoen, is bijna... It's very nice to see you here. En ons het vandaag, meneer, dames en heren, ons het die ene en enige Mark Banks.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Ooh. Thank you. Thank you.
Mark, ik was met mijn gisteringe vrienden die aan de dag...
Je zegt wat, vrienden?
Je wat? Mijn ginstelen lille.
Gunsteling.
Gunsteling.
Favorite.
Ja, meneer. Je
favorite.
Moet, ja, je moet net...
Who taught you Afrikaans, by the way?
No one.
Your hairdresser.
Self-taught, meneer.
Self-taught?
Ja.
He was left in the jungle like that little guy, Mogwai.
Oh, yeah, yes. The Jungle Book boy.
Yeah. And then he heard the Afrikaans wafting through the jungles.
We're in Braamfontein.
Yeah.
With the lion.
Meneer, all that I do is that I probeer om Afrikaans te praat.
Ja.
Omdat is die nieuwe Zuid-Afrika en ons moet al die language.
Yes.
All die language.
Die language.
Die taal. Al die taal.
Al die taal.
Al die taal.
Just praat, you know, omdat ons is saam mense. Maar my vraag aan jou, meneer.
Eindelijk, fuck, nou op 2 minutes.
Ja,
my vraag aan jou, meneer, is een comment, maybe. Maar ik was met mijn gangsterlinge vrienden die aan de dag. En heeft gezegd dat... en zij heeft gezegd dat hij was bij jou productie.
Ja.
En,
mooi woord.
Mooi woord, ja.
En als jij was jouw productie aangaan... en jij het baie snakse dingen te zeggen met die Samosa gang. Die Muslims. En als jij doet jouw production op die stage.
Yes. Verwacht.
Die mensen, die Samosa gang, die Gupta's, die Muslims, het staan op en kom en jij het
weggehardloop. Yes.
Is hy die true?
Dit was jare terug. Dit was jare terug in die Baxter in die Kaap in die midde 80 jare.
Ja, meneer. Jo.
Mid 80s.
Mm.
Yes.
Ja?
So your friends were there?
Ja, my friends.
So that's what they remember.
My friends was die cleaners by the black. was nie in die audience. Waar was die stage mense, was die cleaners, die caterers.
Yes.
En as hulle... Serve the course and the audience.
I mean, the Afrikaans is tiring, yo.
As jy hulle sien jou weggeloop off the stage.
Weggehol. I think in Afrikaans it's called weggehol.
Anything away.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Leaving stage chased by a bear and 240 Muslims.
Yeah.
Yes.
But
you really run away?
Yes.
Why?
Because they came to kill me.
Who come, meneer?
Oh, ISIS. I don't know. They were upset about...
Those days is ISIS.
It was pre-ISIS. I don't know who they were.
The Stachys.
That era.
Pagat.
No, that era, though. Oh. And they... No, they arrived. They were all very upset.
What did you say, man?
Well, I'm not going to repeat it.
Yeah, you can. This is Steve Central.
I can't repeat it. I compared... I said the irritations that we have in life. This was the joke. This was happened about 15, 20 years ago. I said, so we don't have enough irritations in the day. We have irritations when we try and sleep. At 3 o'clock in the morning, when you hear mosquitoes. And you don't know whether it's a mosquito or...
And you may not say that.
Or another sound that could
that
be.
They make, yeah.
They got very upset about that.
You make that sound? No. You know. When they stand on the mosque and they
no,
call.
No, there's that guy who does the prayers.
The imam. No,
it's more
no, that's Birchmore's car auction.
Yeah. It's more of like a like, I don't want to attempt.
It's time for our Nature Boy insert. We listened to last week's one. This one will be at normal speed, and it's quite a beautiful rendition. I think Duncan will love this. Nature Boy, enjoy, people. We'll be back on the other side of this.
Once upon a time, once upon a time, before you, before I, before seeing sky, there was a boy, very strange, enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far, very far, over land and sea. A little
listening to the Casper Radio Show here on a Friday, the 29th of April, in the year of our Lord 2016. Or in the case of Mark Banks, in the year of Allah 2016.
Allahu Akbar.
Mark Banks is our special co-host. Afrikaans people, it's not, he's not chewing something. It's not a co-host, because then he would just go. That's a co-host. Right. He is our special presenter.
Thank
he
you.
Is at the Peter Jureen with one E Theatre, 2 E's and 1 I, at the Monte Casino with Bankscrupts.
Bankrupt with an S.
It's a very funny show. Mark Banks is a master. Yeah, it's a master, as they say in Game of Thrones. He's a meister. And you can really go sit back, relax. He just won't improvise when you want him to. But he's promised me now that he will.
I will. I promise.
I couldn't sleep on Sunday. Bring him funny things that he can then improvise on. I will try and sneak into his show one day again. He wouldn't know it. And then I'll put something on stage. And then if he does not improvise on that thing I put on stage, I know where he ends the show now. I'm going to call you back, Mark.
Okay.
And I'm going to say, Mark, sorry, it's Casper again.
Yes.
It's the fourth time I'm here and you did not improvise
on
the prostate tickler.
Yes.
Okay.
That'll be super funny.
And I will give 5,000 rand to charity of your choice.
My choice?
Yeah.
The Casper de Vries McDonald Fund?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Absolutely.
The offshore one.
Offshore?
Yes.
Of course, offshore. Yes. Wat is Michelle gegaan?
Michelle Kirschenbaum op die WeChat sê, Hello Casper en Klan, lekker dag. Nie tijd om te luister, maar sal die podcast later save vir die naweek. Love from Cape Town.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you.
Isn't it wonderful to sit through that Afrikaans? It's I love it. Gavin, I read that you are a TV star. You're going to be a TV star.
Yes, I am.
Tell us all about it, deliciousness.
So basically, why are you giggling?
No, you are delicious.
Exactly.
You are delicious.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, we didn't see.
So I'm also going to be a star like you and Mark.
Yes.
Like, you
at
are
last.
You are my inspiration. I'm going to be on TV.
Which one?
But no. So they still, so what we do is, it's still in pilot phase.
Oh,
whatever.
God, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
But
it's not going to happen.
But we've already shot episode number one. Thank you for your confidence.
Were you paid? Have you signed a contract?
I've been paid.
Oh, yes. That's good.
Yeah.
That's a good
but sign. For the pilot, for doing the pilot in the first episode.
The pilot, who does he work for, the pilot?
You and did the pilot.
Did you do him well?
I did the pilot. But it's amazing. So what we do is we go to... So you call me.
Yeah.
Hello,
Gavin.
You live in Mildersdrift.
Yeah.
You call me. I said, hello, Casper.
Yes.
You've got... What is your problem? Your house is haunted.
My house is haunted, Gavin.
I come to your house. Okay, Casper, I'll be there in a second.
Yeah.
I come there with my crew, my TV crew, and my ghost investigators.
Can I just say, when you arrive, hello, Gavin, you look... Fabulous.
Yes, okay. Please do.
What about, hey, Gavin, there's no food in the fridge.
No, that's not going to work. I can't give you food, but I can chase your ghost out.
Right. So it's like,
that's what I'm going to do.
You chase the real ghost out, though.
So it's just cuck, basically.
Was it black or white?
Yes, no, it's proper.
Is it about ghosts?
It's about ghosts.
Oh,
are you an exorcist? Do you perform
exorcism? That's devil.
No,
that's devil.
Not
that's
yet.
He's still in training.
You go looking for ghosts?
Yes.
We went
to two houses.
And were they the white or black ghosts? I want to know this. It's very important. Was it a white or black ghost?
It was a man, but we couldn't make out if he's black or white, but he was sitting in a restaurant eating.
You really believe in ghosts? You really believe
what
in
was he eating?
I believe in the existence of spirits.
Was he eating other people's food?
He was eating his own plate. It's an old restaurant.
Who cooked the plate for him?
The restaurant chef. We were in an old restaurant. It hasn't been because the one employee hanged himself in the restaurant.
Why? And is he now still dangling?
I know which restaurant that would be.
Yeah,
the Fishy Dishy. The Fishy Dishy in Melville.
No.
Disgusting restaurant.
Is
absolutely
it?
Disgusting.
Where's Fishy Dishy?
I was there the other day. The catch of the day was hepatitis.
Tell them about the pulled pork.
No, that was in another one. That was in the one in Parktown North.
Pulled pork.
But do you get black and white ghosts?
You do.
Do you get black ghosts?
I wanted to find out who's the more problematic one. Who's the one the hardest to get out?
I think it's about the soul. The soul and how lost the soul is and how angry.
Well, it would be in a fish
is.
Restaurant, wouldn't it?
Exactly, soul. Yeah,
old soul.
Old soul.
Old soul. Duncan doesn't get it. Sole is a type of fish.
I know, dude. My grandfather was one.
Or do they say, this is not your place? No, you don't get place.
But I want to see the show. Which channel would it be aired on?
We're not sure yet.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah. No, I can't see it happening. I think it's going to end with the pilot.
You're back.
Okay. There goes my TV career.
Okay, that was nice, though. Crash and burn.
We're back with negative.
Boys and girls at Claw Central after this.
Woo!
So you are listening to the Casper Radio Show, and it's time for...
Here comes the boys and girls, the boys of
Mark is sitting here with wide eyes because he's our co-host and special co-judge today.
Yes.
We got a competition called The Boys and the Girls of Cliff Central.
Right.
Where people who must be relatively beautiful enter.
Right.
We have them here.
Right.
This is Laura. This is Laura.
Laura.
Laura is the boss of Boss Models.
Hi. Right.
You can see she was a model.
She has asked me for my phone number already.
Really?
Yes.
She's
I
a
did
slut.
Secretly.
Because yes. I gave mine and Duncan gave his.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did she call you?
She called me.
She didn't call me. Did she call you? When did she call you?
I speak to you every day. I WhatsApp you all the time.
That's right. No, it's true. I was just putting on an app to test your love.
Yeah.
And right. You have brought...
Kiara. She's one of the entrants.
Hi, Kiara.
Hi, how are
Welcome.
You?
Welcome. You sound like... Your name sounds a bit like a car.
Kiara the car.
Yeah. Now get your Kiara family sonata. With a hi-fi center in the middle. Because Kiara actually manufactures hi-fis more than cars. So your car will be shitty, but it will sound fantastic.
Exactly.
Mark, any questions for Kiara, please?
Yes. What is the strangest thing you've ever eaten ever in your life?
In my life? The strangest. I've eaten a lot of strange things, but... Yes.
The strangest.
The strangest. Oh, gosh.
I ate a 1,000-year-old egg once.
Oh, my God.
That must have been the wimpy Fordsburg.
In Japan.
Really?
Yeah.
A 1,000-year-old egg?
Well, it's called a 1,000-year-old egg. They fermented or something. It's very glassy and it's green in color.
I think if they just throw it in the toilet and then the next day they take it out. It's a 1,000-year-old egg.
Enjoy.
Enjoy. Have you modeled before, Kiara?
Yes, I have. I've been modeling for about, I think since I was 15, I've been doing quite a few shoots. yeah, since then. I just turned 18 now, so okay. It's like good. 3 years later.
So you're like fully legal.
Yeah, which was
very legal.
Cool. Yeah, now I can legally do the things I've been doing for about 3 years.
And Duncan, years. What do you wanted to do?
What I want this barely legal lady to do?
Yes.
I want her to stand up for us and show off her body and her pizzazz.
Oh. Okay, but let's play her some music. She gets the beat.
Please.
Yeah, give me some MGMT or something.
I'm going to play a song called Sexy Girl. It's called Sexy Girl. Let's have a listen.
Stand up for us.
She was supposed to listen. She must listen.
Okay. Yeah, I need to get the tempo.
Yeah. Strike your stuff, girl.
Kiara, Kiara.
Yeah.
Kiara, Kiara.
Woo! Yeah, it's that one. Okay, just look at me if you want the rhythm. Oh, yeah. Woo! I like fast food.
Just me!
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
Woo! Me and my niggas, we grow. Oh, lovely. We love it. We love it. Shake your head like Patricia Lewis.
Just know who Patricia Lewis is.
Sorry?
Duncan, you watch too much 70s porn.
But it doesn't matter because you did it.
Okay,
that's fantastic. Fantastic. Put on your headphones again.
Okay.
Okay, that was live on Facebook. We're going to be with a boy at Cliff Central just now. We're still busy with Kiara now. You can switch it off. Kiara, why did you enter?
Why did I enter? Because I felt like it and I thought it would be a bit of like a comeback thing. Because recently I've
But you're 18. How can you be a comeback?
Because Okay, no, like when I was 17, I was focusing on school and everything.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just put the modeling aside and I put everything else to the side. And then I was like, okay, no, you know what? I'm back at the gym, back at doing this and whatever. And then I decided, let me enter something and see what happens.
Okay.
And I thought this would be cool.
And it's fun.
Absolutely. Yes, and it's with Cliff Central. I mean, that's like really cool.
Yeah. So, yeah. Laura, the party is on and what date and time?
It's next week, Saturday. And it's starting at 10, and it's going to be at Fluid.
At Fluid, and it starts at 10 at night.
At night.
At
Please
night.
Don't come at 10 in the day, there'll be no. So 10 o'clock at night, Fluid in Rosebank.
Can you still go
and
out?
What is it, a party?
It starts at 10, Mark.
So are we having a boss party?
A boss party. Everyone just stands, they all just stand looking at each other. We're to one of those in Cape Town.
Looking beautiful.
They kind of talk to each other, some of them dance.
Really?
Most of them drink.
Yes, yeah. They drink.
Didn't we, our party start at 7 at night?
7 at night?
In the garage. And
in
then
the garage.
We went home at 11. Now it starts at 10 at night. What's happening to the generations?
I don't know. But the generation these days, they don't drink, they don't smoke, they don't start late, they don't eat food, they don't eat anything really. It's very strange. Very
what
different.
Do they do then?
Nothing. They just stand and look. And wait. It's like the tree people. It's like those people who arrive at scenes of car accidents.
Yeah.
That crowd that forms and offers no help assistance or assistance whatsoever. That's the modeling fraternity.
Okay.
I think.
But so
at a car crash.
So your show will end when on Saturday?
Saturday? Well, if I'm going to get there for 10, my show only ends at 9:45, 10 to 10.
Well, that's perfect.
You can set it up so I can, when I get there, it'll be
fine. No, everybody will be in the swing of things, yes.
And it's at Fluid in Rosebank?
Yes.
Yes. Now,
where is that?
In Rosebank.
At the Design Quarter on the corner of 7th and Jansmuts, I think. Yes, 7th and Jansmuts.
Yes, okay, now I can get there by about 9:15, 10:30.
Perfect. Yeah, I'll be there as well, Mark.
Yes.
I'll await you. And can you tell me, if you have to be very honest with
yes.
me, what would you tell me about Kiara? What mark out of 10 will you give a mark?
For guts, determination, and with the bravura that she got out and modeled.
Yes, I love that
for
word.
Duncan, who was doing a 70s sort of porn sort of backing track to. It was like Debbie does Cliff Central.
He does not look happy.
I would give you for your assurance, your assurance, your assuredness, and for your is that me on there? Good grief!
We live on some like, kind of a channel.
It's unbelievable. I'd give you 8.
Cool.
I'd give you 8.
Great. That's okay.
I don't give you more because you're too young.
Oh, that's
no,
hard.
But it's the beginning. You can't.
Totally understandable.
You can end with 11.
at the end of the week, a year, because this is a whole year to go still. You see, Marcus, every 2 weeks we get these beautiful people in here, and then at the end of the year they're all back again, and then the boss. First, the view, the what they call listeners. This, the ears, the listeners, they vote, and then boss model vote, and then the winner of the boys, the winner of the girls, will be crowned. And if you play your cards right, you could be, you know, like the singer that day, or a guest VIP.
Fantastic.
Huh?
She also has no clue whatsoever, I don't know if you heard that earlier, she has no clue whatsoever of who Patricia Lewis is.
That's fantastic.
Yes.
Isn't it that that is a positive thing for the future?
Yes.
Could be.
I thought she was like a model or something. I think I've seen
her. No, she's a singer, but she stopped a while back.
Oh, okay.
So it's good that you don't know who she is, because we've got to move on.
Yeah.
Generations move
moving forward.
The sea comes in, the sea comes out.
Yes.
Takes the trash, brings new cuck.
I've got one more question for Kiara.
Oh, Jesus.
If
quickly,
you don't mind, quickly.
Quickly.
No, of course.
Look,
not.
Miley Cyrus has influenced a lot of young women with blonde hair, with your kind of skin and stuff.
Yeah.
But her career has recently changed dramatically.
Yeah.
Like now she could easily be on stage without any clothes.
Yeah.
How has her angelic face and her now changed you? Do you still look up to her?
Well, I mean, I have some form of respect for her because, I mean, she just does what she wants and she says that she doesn't really care what anyone else thinks. And for that, I can take off my hat for that because...
But don't take off your bra, eh?
No.
Oh, damn.
No clothing. But yeah, she is a very cool... Yeah, I take off my hat to her because I respect the fact that she doesn't really care what anyone else thinks. On the other hand, I mean... A lot of young girls look up to her,
and they're getting naked now.
Yeah, no, but exactly, and twerking and stuff, and
that's
it's just
great
ridiculous.
Stuff. I think the world is transforming into a really great place.
And so, okay,
Mark, what do you think of Flight of the Conchords? Do you like them?
I can't understand them. I've been to symposiums to try and understand them.
Okay, well, while we wait for the boy to come on, now we're going to play some boys of no, what's it? Flight of the Conchords.
They packed Wembley a few years ago.
Yes, they're from New Zealand.
They packed Wembley.
Yes.
We were staying in the same hotel as them, and I didn't know who they were.
Well, they are going to sing a song about clubs, too many dicks, when there are too many men in a club.
Yes.
Okay, so we'll have a listen at that, and then we'll have the boy.
Right.
Was the flight of the Conchords.
Can I tell you how you would say that song in Zulu?
Yeah, please.
Kuqwela masende mnandini.
Kuqwela masende madini.
No, kuqwela masende ebumnandini.
Kuqwela masende ebumnandini.
At least you must probier, manier. Come. Kuqwela masende ebumnandini.
Kuqwela masende. And then?
Ebumnandini.
Ebumbambadini.
Yeah, there you go.
Fuck. I can't even say bankrupts. Now, you want me to say too many dicks on the dance floor in Zulu?
I can't do it.
Banks, you want to give it a try?
Boom, boom, boom.
Boom, 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 boom.
Boom, boom, boom. See me. I'm learning Zulu at the moment.
I am
learning.
Mm-hmm. You do look like a Zulu guy, though.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. A lot of people tell me that. It's the way I walk.
Well, you have a lot of walks then.
I do. I do. No step is the same.
Laura's place was now taken in by Leon.
Hello.
Hello. And you're going to tell us about one of our sponsors for Boys and Girls Doctor Central.
I'm going to tell you a couple, yes.
But we want to focus on one particular brand who is now in the mall.
Yes, correct.
Of Africa.
Yes.
Where it rains.
Where it rains.
Yeah, we got a wonderful... This is the rain. We had it the other day. That's the rain on the mall. So, what are you going to tell us about Nina and who is Pasadena?
Okay, well, Nina and Pasadena is obviously the Boys and Girls of Cliff Central's official clothing partner. They literally opened their door today at 11 at the Mall of Africa. So, I'm actually going to be on my way there after this.
Okay.
And yeah, so very, very awesome Australian brand that's come to South Africa. So
are they Australian?
They're Australian.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so do you have little pouches?
Well, I'm wearing one of the shirts now, which we're getting you guys next week.
Yay! You hear, Duncan?
I guess extra, extra large, Minier.
Laura's also wearing one.
Oh.
Yeah, yes.
It's more of a vest. It's not a shirt,
Mark.
That is a vest.
It's
that's
a
beautiful.
21st century, it's a shirt.
It's a vest. I'm sorry.
They call it a wife beater.
It's a vest.
It's a man's shirt.
Is that a man's shirt?
Yeah.
Wow.
The boy shirt.
Learn something new every day. Where I grew up, that was a vest.
Oh. They call it a wife beater now.
It's a wife beater.
Because boys that beat their wives wear them.
Here on cliffcentral.com and especially on the Casper Radio Show, we don't condone such behavior.
We don't. Okay. People, don't try this at home, please.
Right.
Now, who's the entrant who I can't see very well?
Hi, Casper.
Hello. Is she Afrikaans?
Ja. Ach,
jy sal klaar 2 punte by. Wat is jou naam?
Nou,
is
ek op 2. Rudy.
Hi, Rudy.
Rudy Landman. Oh.
No, that's Ruda.
Nee.
En hoekom het jy ingeskryf, Rudy?
Ek wil nader aan jou wees, Casper.
Ooh, nog punte. Jy trek op fucking 6.
Ooh, het ek net opgegaan met 4, dis kwak.
Nie nou het jy 6.
Ja, ja. Maar dat is
but now, it's still more to come, Rudy. Okay.
Ek weet nie of jy kan onthou, ek het jou laas week gemessage was ek, onthou jy?
I think this guy's on speed.
Ek het nog gesê, ek het vir jou gesê, ek gaan 'n bottel wyn bring. Daar is die bottel wyn net daar buite.
Oh, as a man of his word.
Maar nou sien ek, die groot alkoholist is nie hier nie. Waar is Alicia?
O, die slet.
She's slet.
Ek weet nie wat sy is nie.
Nee, sy is gone.
Is jy die man, jy het 'n message gesend op die WeChat en sê, Casper drink nie omdat hy is hella funny altyd.
Nee.
No, he said he's gonna bring wine.
Mm. Ja, ek gesê ek wil kom kuier.
And he's coming to visit.
Ja, ja, ja.
So, did you enter with a BAGCC tag?
Yes.
You know that people, hey? You tag yourself anywhere. You can sit in the middle of the street. Just have a hashtag. That's all these days. Yeah? Hashtag is the most important thing, Mark.
Right.
And then you...
That and water.
No way.
Yes.
Question.
But, yeah. But these days it's artificial water.
Is it?
Mm,
oh, good.
It's cheaper.
Fantastic.
So it's hashtag BAGCC. BAGCC.
Right.
And then Boss Models will scan you wherever you are in the world.
Yes.
Or this galaxy. And see your picture and contact you if they want you. Like Rudy. They wanted him.
Right.
And we want to want Rudy now as well. So Duncan, I want you to entice Rudy sexually.
Oh, yeah,
I'm going to play a song called Sexy Boy.
Bring it, Duncan.
No.
Have a listen to that, Rudy.
Stand up, man.
You let him listen for that.
Why is all our dicks on the dance floor, you know?
Track up your hooter.
Oh.
Stand up, son.
Oh, okay.
Rudy. Rudy. Huntsman! Go to Banks! Supermark Banks!
Yeah!
Touch his nipples, Banks!
No.
Touch his nipples!
I can't.
Do it,
I can't, I'm Plymouth President. Friday.
Woo! Oh.
Give us your best look, son.
So was that Pesach again for you?
What were you modeling? What was that? What were you trying to sell me?
A drunk stripper.
A drunk stripper?
Yeah.
Are you a professional stripper?
No. I'm going to learn it next week.
But doesn't he have the look of a drunk, of the...
I would say...
I get Alicia's look, yeah, gewoonlik drunk, yeah.
Yeah, I would say event planner turned stripper.
Okay.
What kind of...
But he doesn't look like a stripper to me. He looks like a attorney. And then attorney that then all of a sudden... Hour strikes 12 and the pumpkin turns into a fucking penis.
Yes, at the end of your office party at the Littleton Town Court.
Well, Casper's not far off, actually, because I am an attorney.
Really?
Yes.
You see?
Who have you represented? What are you doing? What kind of an attorney are you?
Mostly commercial.
Wait, wait.
Yeah.
Did Oscar do it or not?
Did what Oscar? Oh, fuck, who cares about Oscar nowadays? No, honestly, I don't even follow that. Like, you get these people on Facebook and they all just comment and everyone just turns into an attorney all of a sudden. But, I mean, the attorneys really just don't care about it anymore.
What do you mean, did he do it or not? Of course he did it, whatever you look at it.
But
he killed her, so yes, he did it.
He's a lawyer. He could easily say he didn't do it, and I'd believe
him. Who did it then? The ghost of Gavin's fucking TV show that's not going to make it?
Could have been. I think.
Did he do it? Yes, he did do it.
Yes,
he did.
Of course. Yes, he killed her.
No doubt at all.
Yeah. But there was no one else there but him.
There's a new book out with this new forensic evidence that these brothers have found. The bat.
Yes.
The bat, the radioactive microwave oven door, the flying boomerang, the drone, the indoor drone camera, and an unfinished game of Monopoly that they were busy playing where somebody owned all the properties.
That is why.
And a Scrabble set with all the vowels that have been eaten. They've been gnawed through all the letters.
That's a terrible mark.
Yeah.
No, that's what happened.
Terrible.
Gorgeous man, by the way. Wouldn't you say, Mark?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Look, Mark.
Reminds me a lot of me. I look a lot like that sometimes when I comb my hair, when I have hair. I look like that.
But he's in his prime, you see.
What are you, 28?
4.
24?
Yeah.
I was right. 24. I did this. We can see this back on video. I did this. Before you said
four. Hang tight, Casper.
Hang tight.
That's a video, isn't it?
So what happens if you're an attorney and you model something that you have to represent and fight against? If you model pro neutro and then you're actually suing someone
who
got clubbed in a supermarket because they accidentally broke the slab of chocolate and made them cry and then gave them a 200 rand voucher and they poured pro neutro all over them, so you have to sue pro neutro and you're modeling it, what would happen then?
Well, I think I'll just drop my briefs.
Okay.
Yes. No, that's fine.
There's no conflict of interest, though.
No,
not at all.
Okay. Are you at court level where you can represent cases?
Yes. I'm just on high court yet.
At 24.
At 24. Yeah, just on high court yet. But it's gonna be there in like a few months. Then I'll be there. Yeah.
So, Rudy, I think you should just take off your shirt a little bit more.
Please do it, Rudy. Take it off, son. Take it off.
We're not easily satisfied, Rudy.
Take off that belt, son.
And really rub your tits into Mark's face.
Remove your skin.
Okay,
and you can see here.
Approach the bench.
Okay. Mark, if you played for the other team, man.
Six of the best. The bench.
But what happens? Do you get flirtatious looks sometimes from the courtroom? Do you sometimes get does it work to sort of?
It does help, eh?
I don't know, because you know what?
Sizzle in court.
The judges really don't really have a personality or anything, so it's kind of just like I'm just like they're very boring people actually. And then you can't just, you know, act all la-di-da and flamboyant in court, and that's fucking shit. Because, I mean, if I could do that, I'll win every case.
Well, but when you touched your nipple now, something stirred inside me. I think it was my appendix.
Confess, Casper, confess.
Still have your appendix?
I still have it, yeah. It's very, very
As long as you don't get diarrhea or something, as long as your stomach turning, though.
It's Nina and Pasadena that is going to... do they do men as well?
They do men and ladies,
yes. We love them for that. Can I get one Nina and two Pasadenas?
You can have one and two, that's fine.
Oh, I love them. And we will see you, Rudy, at the Fluid Club.
Wach, yeah. Meneer.
What's wrong?
Mark Banks.
When is it? Next Friday.
What now?
This Friday.
I just want Mark Banks to
next Saturday, Mark.
Next Saturday.
Pesach. Next Saturday.
Pesach.
No, Pesach's finished. You've had Pesach.
Okay.
Quickly, I just want Mark Banks to give this gorgeous young attorney some advice going forward in life with such great looks and great hair such as that.
I'd probably go for a grey streak with a hair back like that. I put a grey streak in it like like Mark Rotring has, that sort of just sort of a distinguishing feature.
Mm.
And I'd probably have an earring through the eyebrow just to sort of throw them off the scent in Pretoria.
I don't think...
And maybe a teardrop tattoo.
Ek dink ek gaan 'n dalk 'n been deur my neus sou kry net om die hele look net af te finish.
I don't know if a bone will fit.
You do look a bit too bold on the beautiful. You look like Ridge or Rex.
Yes.
But you know what? The people on the bold and the beautiful never age, though. So, I mean, that show's been running for ages, and they just never age.
They never tire. Yeah.
Well, they never age. But Maya, the latest is that Maya is a man. She's actually Myron.
Get the fuck.
Maya.
Yeah?
Yeah, who Rick dumped Brooke for.
Yeah?
Maya is a man. Her real name was Myron. She just tucks well.
Ah, she's got a tuck shop.
No, she tucks. She's got a tuck shop down there. Is it Ridge or
it's Bridge.
Ridge. Oh. You've got a bolder than beautiful.
What did the one transgender say to the other one? I'd like to tuck you. Sorry.
Thank you. So I'd give you 7.
Oh, okay.
I would give you 7.
You're very strict.
Yeah.
You're near me.
I give you 8.5, and after that, nipple a 9.
Oh, thank you, Kasper. I think we should have wine in order. Here comes the boys. And girls, the boys of Central. And girls, see how they walk. Strut, pose, and talk. The boys of Central. And girls.
So we did not have the means to record Trippa Trappa Truena for this week. And I send an SOS out to Hannes and say, Hannes, come. Did you watch that first episode? He said, yes. He's here. Hello, Hannes.
Hello, hello.
And so we're going to talk through it and maybe improvise one or two things.
Yeah.
What did you think of the first... Kom ons praat Afrikaans, want dit is 'n trip en trappe troene.
Yeah.
Wat het jy gedink van die eerste episode?
Ek het gedink was baie goed geweest. Want
daar
was soveel afwagting nou van, jy weet, met kind of rumors en goeders voor die reeks begin het. So dit was so, okay, kan ons nou net begin. En en dit was nie die most exciting episode.
Ja,
daar was so baie bloed en guts soos wat mense amper verwag
het. Jy gekyk dan, kan?
Ja, ek het gekyk. Ek het gister gekyk, maar ek was 'n bietjie confusion, meneer, omdat die enige meisie sy is nou blind.
Ja.
Ek kan nie onthou.
Sy het iemand doodgemaak, maar want sy het die opdrag gekry om iemand dood te maak. Maar sy het die verkeerde persoon gedoen en vir haar eie doel.
Ja.
Because it was a revenge killing.
It was that revenge killing.
So she got punished.
She got punished by that man.
Oh, the wizard or some kind.
Yeah, the wizard was that woman and the man with the 6 faces punished her and now she's blind. Okay, so it started with the men in that layer.
Yeah.
And Jon Snow still on the slab, being dead. And his wolf echo. What's his echo? Ghost. What? Ghost.
Dire wolf. Dire wolf.
He didn't clink his fucking echo, but because it's. So they were there. John. John. What fucker?
Ek is bevrees, hy is dood.
Nee, John Snow nie. Die hele fucking reeks is gebou om hom.
Ja, nee, hy het 'n steekie opgetel.
John, listen. John?
Nee, hy is definitief fucking dood. En ons beter ook waai, want die ander ouens gaan ons volgende doodmaak.
Fucking hell. Dit is John doodgemaak. Toe maar, echo ghost. Toe maar. Hy het so irriterende toonhoogte, daai wolf.
Ja. Mens moet hom regmaak, nou John, hulle op hom so te huil.
John, is daar nie...
Wag, ek sal met hierdie stokkie...
Daar's 'n glinster in sy oog.
Nee, hy is dood. Hy is ongelukkig dood.
John!
Probeer vir hom mond tot mond asemhaling gee. Daar's 'n stukkie bloed op jou wang nou. Maar, soos ek sê, hy is definitief dood.
Fuck. Okay, so he's dead.
Ja, hy is definitief dood.
So they might use him for something.
Ja, ek dink hy gaan as 'n spook of... Hy gaan dalk in Gavin se show wees.
Yes! He will appear, yes. Jon Snow! Ja.
Hy woont multi-choice gebouw, hè.
ja, show's past.
Baie spooke in die gebouwe.
Ja,
baie spooke. Baie van hulle nog lewend.
What was your favorite show you presented, Mark, on SABC? Or on TV then?
My favorite show I presented, funny enough, was a thing called I Love South Africa.
Nie noot vir noot.
No, I've never presented that. I've been on it. I actually got to shake Johan's hand, which is why I've never watched it. I haven't watched it in 11 years.
Wow.
And he did tell me.
Och nee, dit reën weer.
Ja, op die savanna nou.
Probably I Love South Africa. That was great fun. I like that one.
I was scheduled to be on it and then I couldn't and I was the
twice you were scheduled to be on it. Twice.
The second time they lied to you.
No. You were twice going to be on it.
Shit.
Well, I think you went overseas or you went somewhere. You were doing something.
I made sure I went somewhere.
It was legitimate, but they said you did leave after you were asked. And you said you'd be there, and then we got your voicemail.
I'm so sorry.
I know. It's quite all right. It was quite fun. You came on it, didn't you? Weren't you on it?
No.
You on it? I Love South Africa? Yes.
No, I wasn't. Was that the game show with Tats?
It was a game show and Tats and
Clubs. I'm not famous enough to be on that show.
No, you were. We were desperate for guests. We were phoning people at random from the old Johannesburg telephone directory. We've a form.
That's why I was
day.
Invited twice.
Yeah.
Mark, think of an old, useless, fat, naked lady, and I will ask you a name now, okay?
An old, fat,
useless
lady.
Okay, I'll ask you, I'll say, and her name, and then you say the name. Okay, so now Khaleesi, she landed in Drogo country. Yeah. No, Karthoto.
How did she get there? I forgot from
the... With the dragon, Duncan.
Yeah. Yeah, but where did the dragon go? I didn't see that.
That did my work be confused. Yeah.
The dragon is moog. To stop, say, an.
But there were three dragons.
Yeah, the two are inside in the bunker.
Okay.
And then Draka came to her rescue, remember, when the Happies wanted to attack her?
Yeah, I remember that.
And then he flew, and then he was a bit wounded. So he said, Mama, fok, gaan stop her enkie, ek is moeg.
Okay.
And since she walked, and then the New Zealand rugby team came there, and they were the Drogons. So they were walking, she was walking there, and they were making very sexually... strange gesture things in Droganium. So I think we should go there and just... They were like on their horses. Oh, we see the medicine.
Boga, 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 spiker. Boga, boga, boga.
En dat is lekker groot. En Tito hop op en af, maar ek kan nie nou nie, ek is moeg. Wie is hulle?
Boga boga boga, as ek haar vat, sal dit nie movies te wees nie. Boga boga boga, dis die taal wat hulle praat. Ja.
En sy praat dit ook, ne?
Ja, maar sy steek dit eers weg, moes vir hulle. En dan,
Sorry, ek verstaan nie.
Ons gaan jou nou vat na ons baas toe. Sy naam is Kaal. Hy is Kaal.
Kaal?
Kaal.
Okay, vat my na Kaal toe.
Yeah. So then they went to Kaal, and then Kaal was like the new leader, eh? And then he had two fishy wives, played by Mark and Duncan, who were sitting there making derogatory remarks about Kalishi.
Ooh. Kijk, hoe lijkt die meisje met zijn blonde haren?
I don't think she knows anything really that would be able to use in everyday today life.
Ja, dat is lelijk, die twee.
Ik denk zij is hier om onze man te vat.
Who? Why are you talking that language?
Omdat ik een Afrikaner.
Hoe?
En die meisje zal mijn man.
Ja.
Zal mijn man een man maken.
Ja. Hoe? Kan staat maken. Op jou man maak man.
My vrouwens sê dat jy dalk 'n dreigement vir hulle kan wees, maar wat ek gaan doen is ek gaan jou vanaand in my tent vat en ek gaan jou klere afskeur, want daar is niks mooier as 'n naakte vrou nie.
Wel is een van die vyf beste dinge in die wêreld.
Ja, dit is naas.
Naas wat, ja.
Nou moet ek mooi dink.
Kabelkar op Tafelberg.
Kabelkar op Tafelberg.
Jy kan dit nie doen nie.
Milky Lane waffle. Dan om 'n ander man dood te maak met jou swaard.
Mm-hmm.
En om jou tax returns betyds te doen.
Dis reg. En dan die vyfde is 'n
naakte vrou. Ja.
Ek net vir jou 'n paar woorde. Hohomaka hesara ndo makamaka hihi sakamalo ro koma sakamakoka sakwarasasa yomasa puso patakasa ek is Kablisi van die Dead Dragons, hoofpop ormel juisende en moeder van die draken viervreters. Ek was minares en vrou van Kaldrog en ek dring aan op my regte.
Wel, ek gee nie om dat jy Kablisi van die Daragarians hoofpop hoormel juisende en moer van draak en viervreters. Ek gee nie om wie se minares en vrou jy was nie, of het Kaal Drog was, en jy het nie regte hierso nie. Ek gaan jou respekteer, maar ek is bevrees omdat Kaal Drog dood is, gaan ek jou ouwe huis toe moet stuur. Jy gaan basies na huis herfsblaar vir drake moet gaan.
Ondertussen het Sanna en Stinky in die veld rondgeloop en Bree, die groot ridder. Who's Bree? Do you know who Bree is? She's that woman man.
The one that's very good with the sword who saved Lady Sansa.
Yes, she happened upon Sanna and she said, I'm going to save you forever. So what happened was Sanna and Stinky were, kyk daar tannie, daar is jou oom tannie. And it was Bree. And Bree kom vorentoe, Kevin. En sy sê,
my naam is Bree.
Ja?
Ek is groot wit beer van Lesbos.
Oeh.
Ek sal u, Sanna, begelei deur vet en thick.
Huh?
Thin en dik.
Ah.
My Valerie en Swart, Macy sal u beskerm van kakkenaar.
Ons volg onmiddellik. Baie dankie.
And so they followed her. Okay. Then it was the two incestuous people, Sir Kraskraai and Delmas. They brought the lake from the Doorns.
Ja, nie die meer nie.
Die lake.
Lake, die body.
And then she didn't know.
Daar is my dogter. God, wat gaan aan? Sy beweeg nie.
Sy's dood, sis. Sy's dood.
Shame!
Ja, hoor die klokke lui.
Dis my klokke.
Nee, dis my klokke.
Jy was so lang van my af weg. Kom hier, boetie. Pomp my.
Natuurlijk, hier is my sissie. Dis wat ons doen in Delmas.
Ja!
Shame!
Okay, that's nice. Now just music a bit.
ons eindig die Trippe Trappatrone episode met die rooi sluit uit Holland, wat stadig maar seker haar rode jasje uittrekke en een heerlijke ronde doedelsak tietjes in de mirror zien en denk, oh, dat is heerlijk. En opeens haalt ze haar necklace af en zij verandert in een oude, uitgedroogde, damtiete vrouwtje. Maak stand by. En dat was niemand anders als
Angie Motshekga.
Thank you so much, Hannes. Dankie daarvoor dat jy al die pad ingekom het.
Oh, baie dankie.
Wanneer open julle?
Ons open amptelik die 8de Mei by Emperors met Sneeuwwykie.
Ek gaan kom kyk.
Oh ja, asseblief.
Ja, en ek dink ons het julle director ook hier as 'n gas op 'n stadium.
Wesley. Hy's baie bekwaam.
En jy is die narrator.
Ek is die speel/narrator. Ja, so ek is die towerspeel.
Elke keer as jy op die show kom en dan maak jy een of ander ding oop.
Oop.
Well, it's a great thing. Yeah, well, did you? It's by a beer, sir. As in a show, is it in a flick or in a stand up?
It's always do,
or as an busy. Advert. But yeah. is that who come at the hillbilly look? Gaan for omdat your mustache and your amperte hair, what?
You
look racist. That's what I'm trying to say.
I look racist.
Really, does he?
Yeah, what's the whole mustache?
No, I don't have a full beard. This next word, this a bookie. This sophisticated, and you don't get sophisticated.
Yeah, pass. Muni mai slan ni pass.
You that's feel like that?
That's the look I'm getting from. Yeah, pass. It was not me. Pass.
Bussy with him. He's small.
Yeah, yeah.
How do you know he's small?
I'm not talking that way, Gavin. Innocent saint who can't say fuck.
God.
But immediately go for the peepee.
What's the peepee? Oh, okay.
The small thing.
It.
You went for
it.
That.
I get it.
You're not a saintly, but you are dear.
Thank you.
Hannes, Simba came all the way to be a guest co-host.
Yeah.
He has said one word. So I think we must get him on in your seat.
Yeah. Get your racist ass out of here, man.
Yeah.
Get
thanks for having me today. You guys are very funny.
Go beat up some snacks. Blacks.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Cheers, you like.
Beat up some blacks. Bye. Well, it's called Sneeuwwykie, so it is a racist show.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it should be called Black Beauty, hey?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Our
extra special
co-host is Mark Banks, but
thank
then
you.
Our
extra special
guest co-host is Simba, who is here
woo!
Still.
Woo-hoo!
Once again, I must ask you, what did you think of the boys and girls? You like that it's boys and girls now?
Yeah, that's cool. And then that, what's the name? Kiara, is it? A lot of spunk, a lot of energy.
You liked it?
I like that, yeah.
Sorry, I didn't ask you for your comment.
But I'm just putting it in there.
Yeah, you should. Oh, don't. She's 18.
No, not in her. Well, it's legal, but I mean,
yeah,
I'm married, so
legal.
I couldn't take.
How's it
do
going
it.
With your babies?
Hey, man, those fuckers are expensive.
Mm.
You know,
like the like dispensable stuff, like Duka.
No, just like school, because my daughter's going to grade one now, and she's going to this private school, and everything's a fucking
just
extra.
Take it to the township.
Everything's an extra. Like, you wanted to play netball? Yeah, that's 5,000. I'm like, what?
Imali kakhulu.
Just take it to the township.
No, man.
Look at how I turned out.
Exactly. That's why she's not
that's
going there.
Very good netball player, I'm told.
No, but fantastic. I couldn't believe that was you in the pictures.
It was me. Absolutely, it was.
Yeah,
but everything's good.
Okay, that's good. Now, let's go through the news of the week. I'm going to
I have to put a disclaimer out there.
What?
Remember, I used to be the reigning champion. I do not have DSTV anymore because I Netflix and Showmax now.
That's good. We too.
So,
we too.
My news is not up to scratch unless I read an online article.
But you're on the internet every day, and that's all that this
watching
is about.
Other things.
Yeah. Well...
Yeah, that's you, right. That's right, Duncan.
Let me just tell you, you're not the reigning champion.
I am.
No.
Self-proclaimed.
My darling, in your imagination.
Exactly, self-proclaimed. I'm allowed to proclaim.
Anyway, that was a very long disclaimer, hey?
Don't be hating.
If I say Uberjacht, no, I'm talking like Duncan. Uberjacht, what's that?
It's Uber is now shipping people. I mean,
oh, yeah.
For goodness sake.
Like UBS, like UPS, like mm-hmm. FedEx.
Yeah. So instead of getting an Uber car,
mm-hmm.
now you get an Uber yacht.
Oh, nice.
What?
Yeah, absolutely.
For real?
I was
if
on
it's
one.
True,
you were on one.
Yeah. No, I'm talking it was absolute car.
Sex in a taxi. I thought it was the Uber yacht of Omar Khayyam.
No.
This is, he's on the right track, but he's
Uber
lying.
Yacht.
Uber yacht. It's on the yacht. He wasn't on a yacht yet.
Never been on one.
That's also nice for a song. I wasn't on a yacht yet.
Uber yacht, yeah.
I haven't been a yacht yet.
Yo yo.
But I will pay the fare. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you take me there.
Let's go.
Uber yacht yet.
Whoop whoop.
Uber yacht yet.
Yep. Yep.
Indeed, they have got a yacht service now in Dubai. You pay $82 and you're taking around the shoreline of the fucking desert, I don't know, and you get DJs, food and drink on the yacht.
Wow.
And it's on an app that you $80. Order your Uber yacht. $82.
So I guess you're sharing grand. With a lot of people.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
No way the whole if you give you a whole yacht for $82.
No, they won't do that. No. If you're stinking rich, then maybe you must pay $1,000 or something.
Or something, yeah.
Yeah. But that is interesting. Then a question especially for our black folks here.
Mark, that's for you?
Yes.
Yeah.
What is a Becky?
What?
What is a Becky?
A Becky is someone who's an AIDS denialist.
And why was the word Becky a highlight of this week?
A Becky?
Really?
No idea.
I don't know.
I'm Becky.
I'm very disappointed.
Becky.
Just because we're black. You can't
come on, man.
I'm disappointed because this is black
stuff.
It's
probably like the lower LSM black people things, man. I'm higher LSM.
Becky? Becky used to be something that my granny used to ask me to kiss her. Give my Becky.
Yeah, that's Afrikaans, ne? Mm. Give my Becky.
Yeah.
Hello, my Becky.
Yeah.
No, this is B-E-C-K-Y.
Meneer,
jy
kan net nie, jy kan nie daai ding gesê nie, meneer. Dit is 'n groot aanvaarlinge woord, meneer. Poes.
Ja.
Becky. B-E-C-K-Y. Is
Mark.
Is a.
Ja.
No?
You know.
No.
Okay. So, who brought out an album on Sunday? Who dropped an album? Everyone is
Beyoncé.
Yes.
Yeah. Who did she sing about on
Jay-Z.
Jay-Z.
Yeah.
And
James
the
Bond.
Unhappiness.
And another woman's name. Who was that?
Oh, are you talking about Rita?
Rhea.
Is that Becky? Is that
Rita
that
Ora.
And then he referred to her as a
Becky.
She referred to her as a Becky.
Oh.
And Becky is slang for a
bitch.
White woman with straight hair.
Oh, that's snap. Black American slang.
Yeah,
so
we don't know that.
Don't denial. Don't denial. You've don't learned denial. Something.
Oh, yeah, we've learned. Yeah, I'm like, thanks for teaching me that. So he got himself a white woman.
Oh.
But she referred to her then as Becky.
As Becky.
So if Mark had longer hair, he would be a Becky.
Well.
Yes.
Longer
no, but he's got black hair. You must see Mark. There's a picture of him in the foyer of the Peter Turin Monte Cassino Theatre.
Yes.
And he's quite good looking there.
Yes. It was taken
so what happened
many,
today?
Many years ago.
Age.
Age.
Oh. Yes.
Age, pollution, late nights, alcohol, drugs, drink.
The last three.
Gossiping. you name it.
It was Mark's birthday, by the way.
When?
7th of April. Was it the 8th?
6th.
Oh, there we
go. Oh, yes. You've been busy, eh, Duncan?
Yeah, and need Gus to do my research.
Really?
Wow. We're both April babies then.
Oh, like you're a fool.
Really? When are you?
20. I'm on the border of Taurus and Aries.
I think that's Hitler, isn't it?
Yes.
That is Hitler.
Hitler and Dawn Lindberg.
Are you
and
in the
Dawn
corner?
Lindberg, you're absolutely right. But, and the Queen is the next day.
Is not helping.
On the corner of Taurus and Aquarius.
On the border.
Oh, I thought.
In Rosebank.
Where do you live? I live in the corner of Gemini and Taurus.
Gemini and Turret.
Tell me, why was there a big
hoo-ha this week about restaurants. What did they discover?
Restaurants.
In restaurants.
That they're not cleaning their...
Yes.
Salmonella.
What? Wait, I found it. Meneer.
What?
Where did you find it?
The farmers had gesay
he that... He found it.
That...
Yeah.
That the restaurants and retail places are overcharging us for lamb meat.
Hey, no.
That was such an anticlimax. Okay, Casper, just tell us.
No, it's with hygiene.
Yeah, like I said,
I'm always very forsichtig with Duncan because he's here every day, eh? So you can hear it from other shows as well. But he didn't, obviously. Yeah, yeah. When
the
he found
drug
it,
abuse
he found
has taken its toll.
So what do you think is touched a lot in a restaurant?
The food.
No. Think it's something else.
Cutlery.
Think
the surface.
Taps.
Very close.
Taps.
The fridge.
The nozzle.
The water.
Fridge doors.
Even more close.
Handle.
Yes.
Ice.
Ices.
Oh,
Duncan,
my goodness.
Ice tested in restaurants.
Oh, yes. Shit.
Have traces of fishies.
Fishies?
Oh, my. No,
fishies. That's sushi.
Masepa. No shit.
Do you want some fishies? Yeah, I love my sushi. Yes, because they go and they grab the fucking ice all the time.
Oh.
That is some scary
so
stuff.
So from now on, we won't ask our own ice. Or bring, come with yeah, your yeah. own
no,
ice.
This is why I always say no
bring
ice.
Bring your own ices.
That's why I always say no ice.
But ice, at that temperature, can it carry germs and bacteria on ice?
If yeah, they can find it.
This guy comes with cock on his hands and he puts it in your fucking yeah. drink. Yeah,
next time you have that shot of whiskey,
yes.
don't ask for ice.
Don't say on the rocks.
No, ask for ice, but put it in yourself.
Yes.
And what does it carry? Salmonella. What's it got about? Dangerous bacteria?
Yeah.
On the ice?
Pooples.
It carries Jacob Zuma and Julius Malema. Those are the bad feces.
There we go.
What do Australian dogs lick?
Tourists.
Yes. But that's not right, but good.
They lick their butts.
Spiders?
Close. You're kidding there.
Kidding. Tarantulas.
Snakes?
Tarantula's not a spider, by the way.
No, it's not spider, but it's animals. They lick some...
Kangaroos, come on.
No, man.
Not snakes.
No. No, God, they will be picked. Won't they be picked? If they...
Hulle kan nie sterf. Lek.
Nee, yeah, wat? Hulle gaan lek iets. To get high.
What?
Stamps.
Blare.
Stamps. Postage stamps.
Nee, meneer. As blare. Blare.
Hulle ein bully.
No. You said spider, so you close animals, not plants.
Okay, so we on they lick another... A snake.
No, the snakes are dangerous.
Frogs, come on, guys.
That's it.
They lick frogs.
I've licked a certain kind of frog.
Yeah, have you?
And then they're high.
A padda.
What type of padda did you lick?
Exactly.
Yeah, what padda did you lick,
Duncan? What padda were you licking, Duncan?
No, in my community, that's another way of saying a woman's vagina.
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah,
that's what we're talking about as well. This is the Casper Radio Show. Wake up!
Come on,
we're talking vagina.
Yay, yay.
So Australian dogs lick the frog because it tastes like vagina.
To get high.
To get high.
And then they get high.
There we go.
So talking about vaginas, who is Carly Fiorina?
Oh, I've heard that name before.
Gavin's best friend.
Carly Fiorina.
Who's Carly Fiorina?
Fiorina.
Does it ring a bell? Mark should know.
Yeah, Minyara Kiet is the first woman to become
man.
A lesbian contestant for Mr. South Africa or Miss South Africa.
Okay, now you may not speak for 5 minutes.
Who come?
That was just a bunch of bullshit.
I thought he was like going oogies over your notes.
Nee. So that's why I'm sitting like
that. Thank you.
I'm sitting cramped like someone who's scared.
Zeg of your name?
Carly Fiorina. Okay, clue. American politics.
She's the illegitimate bastard daughter of Hillary Clinton.
Carly Fiorina. No.
She's had an affair with Trump?
No, but you close in the sense of Trump is a what?
She's a dirty bastard.
A Republican.
Yes. Uh-huh. So what is Carly Fiorina?
She's a lesbian Republican.
She's also a Republican.
Yes, she's but what has happened with her? There's a guy who's also a vagina called... Who's also running against Donald Trump?
Oh, that
Bernie Sanders.
Old guy, yeah, Mr. Sanders.
No, in Republican terms.
Jet. Oh.
Who gives a shit, Casper?
Not Jet.
Ted Cruz.
Uh-huh. Tom Cruise.
Ted Cruz. He's like very scaly. And he is got the most votes after Donald.
Oh.
But he is fucked up. Donald is fucked up, but that guy is like
fucked up. Like he believes the earth is flat or something. You know, he's like that.
That's true, isn't it?
Yeah, it is flat.
Yes.
These fucking globerers, right. I can't stand them.
Right.
Scientists and globerers.
The inner, what's it, the inner world civilization?
No, please. The earth is flat and the sun fucking goes up and down. So we all know that.
Yeah, it just goes under
the moon. Ted Cruz is thus running, and he is now to boost his potential votes. Announced that Carly Fiorina, who was also standing against him, is now his VP candidate, his vice president. So he's trying to go on the woman ticket as well now.
Oh.
But she is more fucked up than Ted Cruz.
What do they smoke? What tea do they drink? What whiskey do they
understand
have?
The
what
most
lotion are they using? Because we shouldn't use it.
No nation in the world, and they got these fucked up people. She was the one, I don't know if you remember, that she said, yeah, she saw video footage. Bankrupts footage. She saw that of babies being pulled from wombs and at abortion clinics. She was talking a load of crap.
Oh my goodness.
Making up cuck. Mm. Well, that's her.
Does she also want to build a wall?
She, no. That's Ted Cruz. No, that's
Trump.
That's Donald Trump.
He wants to build a wall.
Oh, no, she Trump wants to build the walls. Cruz and Fiorina just want to kill homosexuals and I think chase Muslims into Syria or something.
Look, I vote Mark Banks for president of the world.
Yes, and I'm the VP.
I'm not available. I can't do it. I've got a show. I'm doing a show.
What would be your first five major decisions that you take as president of the world, Mark Banks?
Lower curbstones to make it more wheelchair friendly.
Yeah. Good.
Mm. I would make people who pop bubble wrap. People who pop bubble wrap or click pens, they would get the death sentence.
Good.
Immediately. They'd be shot on the spot.
Daughter.
With a silver bullet.
Okay, that's two votes from me already for you.
And what's your stance on gay people, seeing as though you just said that?
But they wouldn't recognize them because we wouldn't be that... Separatist. We would accept everyone. They couldn't be
normal.
Different colored people, different sex. We'd see everyone, male and female,
black
and white, as one.
Like flat.
But why?
And people who drive very slowly in the fast lane, they would go to a very special country where all people drive very slowly
in the fast lane. Okay.
And
so
black people. And I would ban cheese.
Why?
No,
I hate cheese.
It
smells.
I ban cheese. I hate it. I don't see the point of it.
I love my cheese.
I love cheese.
You lost the vote there.
No, sorry.
You were going so well.
No. Amsterdam, I would turn officially into a sea.
And what would happen to cheeses?
We'd have none. We'd have no cheese. No cheese.
Are you saying Jesus or Jesus?
No, I know. I'm trying to be funny.
Jesus. No, Jesus.
And black people have suffered for the past 1,000 years on this earth. So we would look up to you. Mark would come and he would set us free and just make us feel.
No, you look at another black man to do that. You can't look at a white man to do that.
Well, Gavin's ghost. Get your own man. Do the ghosts ever give you a message when you go into the house and
they do, but they don't give me a message. They give the medium who usually goes with me. They give the medium messages.
What are you doing there?
Hello,
you're just the presenter.
Why are you here?
He's the presenter.
Are you the presenter?
I'm just the presenter.
He's very charming, Gavin. Mm.
I saw a pre edit thing.
And
I look good on TV.
We're never gonna see it apparently. Casper and
this is the pilot.
Mark said this is never pilot. Gonna happen.
Charlene Satirichis always says, I look so good, I smark myself. I proper wanted to smark myself.
You wanna fuck yourself. Really?
And you look lovely.
I wouldn't
TV.
Go that deep.
Huh? In the pilot.
Yeah.
You look good.
Yeah.
So Gavin Prince wants to fuck himself.
It's possible. Yeah, it's possible.
Okay. But what's the program called?
Wait, I've got a good
Boo.
Joke.
Boo.
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 Boo. Boo soek 'n vrou.
Like boo.
Boo soek 'n spook.
Is the pilot going to be lost like MH37?
I don't know.
Possibly. Because of that in Mossel Bay.
They found bits of MH37
in Mossel Bay.
In Mossel Bay.
From Reunion Island.
From Reunion Island to the banks of the Klein Brak Rivier.
So they must charge more because those people have gone much further than they would have.
Exactly. Absolutely. It's part of the package. Imagine that.
It's Air Korea, eh?
To leave Malaysia. No, it was Malaysia. It was Malaysian Airlines.
Truly Asian.
MH377.
That is this weird.
To leave Kuala Lumpur and end up on a riverbank in Mossel Bay.
That's really that's value for your
I
rant.
Think that should be on the Spook program. That's
on
that's
the route to Taiwan or something.
Yes.
Isn't it?
And they found another piece of Mozambique in a woman's lounge.
Was she sitting on it?
No.
Or did it float in?
Dunno.
So sorry to bother. I'm just floating in.
One of the kids brought a piece in and they needed to block it. to block a window because there was a Force 9 hurricane and they use this piece of, and then she saw this. What is that?
MH37.
MH3. Well, they didn't get the whole piece. It wasn't the whole wing.
And what is that foot you're carrying? Give me a hand.
Yeah, mummy.
And they've never found it. They've never found the plane. They've never found the actual side of it. Unbelievable.
Wow. And the bodies as well, right? They didn't get the bodies.
Weird.
Man, that's some Bermuda Triangle
I'm wiping
bullshit.
Away tears.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We one got a stories. Section on this show which I think everyone will love today. It's about old hits and it's called
Stuff Poopies on JH.
For what?
Oh, this is lekker.
Give me nog een broekie, mama.
Proudly brought to you by Sandwich Baron.
Wat eet ek vandag? Dit sal Sandwich Baron moet wees. Hulle lewer mos gratis af by my huis of kantoor. Maar wat sal dit wees? 'N smaaklike toebroodjie, 'n kraak vars slaai of vars Franse brood met 'n verskeidenheid kwaliteit vulsels of dalk 'n reuse gebakte aartappel wat bedek is met romerige sampioensaus, brosgebraaide spek en baie cheddar kaas. By Sandwich Baron kan jy aanlyn bestel. Registreer eenmalig by die winkel van jou keuse. Bestel aanlyn by sandwichbaron.co.za. Sandwich Baron, ongetwyfeld heerlik.
Wow, that's I'm amazing. So hungry now.
Hoekom sê hulle nie toebroodjie Baron?
It sounds puss.
What is Baron in Afrikaans?
Baron.
Baron.
Tubruki Baron.
Tubruki Baron is long.
Well, we have to improvise at for Sandwich Baron, so let's do Tubruki
Baron. And if you're Baron and you can't have babies in Afrikaans, Baron?
Oh. Baron. Oh, Kuntlus. Which brings me... Kuntlus.
Kuntlus.
Oh, Kuntlus.
If you're Baron.
Kuntlus, yeah. Which brings me to a question I have for you, which I forgot, Mark.
Yes.
What is a menorrhea? A menorrhea. What is a menorrhea? It's not a menorah.
A menorrhea.
A menorrhea. What's that?
Isn't it a very small, stupid person? Isn't it? A Nora person is an adult, stupid person.
Yeah.
So it must be the child of a stupid person. Because stupid people have stupid children, don't they?
Yeah.
So a Nora person would have a menorrhea.
No, that's someone.
Norse.
A menorrhea is a barren woman who should be able to get children who's not got the blood pumping.
Who lives in Linden.
Yes.
Shame.
Okay,
shame.
And we must also give attention to iFix. We forgot about them. So we must do an ad. Hi, Mark.
Hello.
How are you?
Not very well.
Oh, what's wrong?
Just got the results now.
Of?
Well, the doctor doesn't quite know. He originally gave me 3 months. I said I wouldn't be able to pay him, so he gave me 6 months.
No. And where are you going to go with those
I don't know.
Vouchers?
Probably to West Park Cemetery.
No, I've got an idea.
Yes?
iFix. Go to iFix.
What is iFix, Casper?
iFix is where you go with your phone and it, well, if it's not broken, you break it there and then they mend it again.
Oh.
And they call that iFix.
iFix! How fantastic. I think I'll live a little bit longer then.
I think you should.
Thank you.
iFix.
Okay, we've done that. Thanks, Mark. He's working hard today, eh?
I think Gavin needs to go to iFix. His phone looks
His
horrible.
Phone looks like it's on crack.
Yeah,
and where are they? Where is iFix? I've never seen a shop
they
with iFix
everywhere.
On it.
They're basically everywhere.
iFix.
Within the greater part of Johannesburg.
Yes. You can go to any mall.
Yes.
You will find one.
Or store, or pavement, and you will find an iFix.
And if you're looking for accessories too, they've got great accessories.
Oh, Simba, stop. And otherwise, I'll continue.
But can you get sandwiches there?
No. No, that's when you have to go to Sandwich
Okay, Baron. Now we must do the Baron. Now we must do the Baron.
Yeah, you need to go.
Sorry. Kan iemand van my aandag gee? Ek is 'n baron.
Ja? Ja, wat wil jy? Wat soek jy, baron?
Ek soek omeletjie met eitjies, rosentjies, bottertjie en 'n baguette.
Yes? Well, ons...
Het julle toe broodjie?
Ons het. Hier by die Sandwich Baron het ons 'n keuse van oor die miljoen gere en smakelike toebroodjies gemaak deur ons duisende staff members hier agter.
Yebo, sikwenza kulula la eSandwich Baron. Ukudla ufuna ukudla isinkwa, amabhanisi, iFrench nepaloni. Sikuphethe konke.
Ekjama sy werk nie hier nie. Sy staan net hier by die toonbank. Sorry, asseblief.
Ek wou sê. Here meisie.
Okay, so 'n stofpoppie is today is who? Give us hints.
What?
Kevin?
Hmm? Prince.
Our stuff puppies.
Yeah. Oh, our
give
stuff
us,
puppies.
Give us a little hint. Must I've got lots hint. Of music here. So I'll play and play. But we
let's play one for Prince.
No, so stuff puppy today is not Prince. Mm. It's someone away. Else. But we all know.
I'll give Linda a clue Kemp. Now. I've got an amazing clue.
Okay, so tell me.
The clue is... not that. Mm-mm. The clue is a former Playboy bunny.
What? Really?
A former Playboy bunny.
I wouldn't know. I don't even know why.
Sybil Shepherd.
No, nope. But we're talking singers here because it's stuff will be about music or movies. Or movies. Mm. Former Playboy bunny.
Come on, but she's an actress as well.
Pamela Anderson.
Nope.
She's not a singer.
Take it back, take it back, take it back to the 60s.
No, fuck. We're with
hallucinogens and shit. Nah,
Playboy only started in the 60s.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to look Playboy at pictures bunny. Like that where it's just all bush. I mean, you can't even see anything, dude.
There's a clue and for you,
fat
people.
Vaginas.
Playboy.
I wouldn't know.
Who's this? No, you don't just am.
No.
No? Okay, go on with clues.
She was in the news last week, or yes. Even this week. She's in the news.
Why?
Where she did like a similar thing like Taylor Swift, where she took on YouTube and said YouTube needs to pay artists bigger royalties.
You too.
You.
YouTube.
YouTube.
On YouTube.
And do you know why? Another clue.
No.
One of her music videos
yes.
was viewed on YouTube 49 million times.
Unamanga.
Sata.
Anginamanga,
is it
baba.
Marian Faithful?
Nope.
No.
Marian Faithful. Jane Asher?
Nope.
Marilyn Manson?
No. She had also had another clue. She had an issue with where she people used to call her surname. Her band's name, and she issued like a major press release to say that's not my surname.
Sounds like a diva.
Is this her singing?
No clues yet?
No.
Okay, here we go with another song. This sounds a bit Marian Faithful, but it's not.
No.
Yes. This is the one I like.
It's Blondie. Blondie.
Woo!
Nice, Blondie, yes.
Blondie!
And her name is?
Debbie Harry.
Debbie Harry. I didn't know she was a Playboy bunny girl.
Neither did I.
Yeah. Didn't know that.
Yeah, Duncan, let's just stretch.
Do we millennials, you and I, man.
What is she doing now? Is she still singing?
Still singing.
Hmm?
Good grief.
Yeah.
That's a career.
What's I mean,
you still in comedy?
What's your favorite? Still singing. Still comedy. Let's save your. Let's rewind that again. So, Mark said, What did you say? What's she doing still singing?
Yeah.
I said, is she still singing?
And Duncan said,
you still doing comedy?
Yes.
Oh no, he didn't.
Yep.
There we go.
Shots fired. Tick, bang, bang.
No, that was applause. That's not rain. That is applause.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's laughter. Oh, it's thunder.
Yes.
Yeah.
I recognize that roof. I think it's the Barnyard Cresta.
Mm. Somebody you know, Blondie?
No.
What? Sacrilege.
I am young, okay.
Have you never heard this fucking song?
It's a white person singing, right?
Oh, you. Okay.
I'm just saying.
Okay, do you know this one? Hey, Samba, let me see some recognition.
Yeah.
Bump it up.
One
come
day.
On.
Woo!
Was this sort of the hit you grew up with, Mark?
I know that song.
It was, but I think I was out when this was
when
this was on.
Somebody you recognize that?
Yeah, from a movie.
Oh, from what movie?
One of those
One Way or Another.
Yeah, it's on a lot of movies.
But certainly not from his CD collection.
No, not at all. No. Not even from my iTunes collection.
Blondie, so what is in your cloud then?
My cloud? A lot of African stuff, mostly.
Like God bless the rains down in Africa.
Sagu.
All right, local or completely
just say
any fucking thing.
The click song.
The Bunge, I've got some Femi Kute.
Do you know what he's talking about?
Nah, just yeah. Even I'm off.
I'm all about Africa, you know. Fuck the rest. Casper,
Doc Sabalaza, do you what do you do like that?
Doc Shabalaza.
Shabalaza.
I don't know who the fuck that
dude,
is.
Dude, there was a movie called Get Him to the Greek, and then there's a song called African Child. In the beginning of the movie, you know that song? You should try and get it. It's so funny.
African Child?
The song is called African Child. It's sung by that guy who's a musician in the theme above. But before we end off, Casper, I want to know...
No, I'm not the ending off. I've got lots of time.
Well, I just want to find out from Mark. How did it feel?
Blondie also had that great soundtrack to American Gigolo.
You are absolutely right then, Mark.
What is that? Yes, this is it. Yes. Yes.
Call me.
Oh.
Call me. Now we are with the African child that we talked about.
Listen to this shit. It's a racist.
Is this the beginning of Bring Me the Greeks?
Yeah. Get him to the Greeks.
I have crossed the mystic desert to snap pictures of the poor. I've invited them to brunch. Let them crash out on my floor. There's sunshine in my veins. My kitchen's filled with flies. I'm crying out in vain, like a little African child. Trapped in me, there's an African child. Trapped in me, there's a little African child. Trapped in me.
So that That's Simba then.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, little African child trapped in him.
Yeah, little African child.
Mark, I want to find out from you quickly. You had a young, good-looking millennial rub his nipples right in front of you. How did you take that? How was that for you?
I didn't like the facial. I don't like those goatee. I didn't like the goatee thing that
it's going to hurt you when he rims you.
Yes. That's always a worry. And he was too short for the body. I thought it was a trick. I thought it was... he was too short for the body. The body didn't fit. It obviously wasn't his. So he was just doing it for the assignment.
Nice nipples, though, wouldn't you say?
What? Yes.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Yeah, because it was protruding, and any protruding nipple is always like
it's inviting. Nice. You want to draw like a dial.
Yeah, well, I'm a spiel.
Yeah. Ek wil die hele tyd net fokken van stasies is veranderd.
Yeah. But that's about it, eh? The nipple thing, the nipple thing for me.
You want to nibble?
Not that
his
you
nipple.
Asked me for my comment.
But remember now that these people, they come in, they're quite nervous, and they got to look cool and sound cool in front of us.
He had much more personality than the girl, but she was nervous.
I think the guy was on speed,
and he smelled a brut. That
green one. That's like
that Fabergé. It smelled like a Clicks van had overturned.
Ek hoop nie hy luister nie. Rudy, we're not talking about you.
A Clicks van.
Overturned.
Had overturned with the new Easter delivery of sale stuff they've got to get out the warehouse.
There is a wonderful thing we're going to end on today, and that is a thought that I want you to read for us, Mark.
Thought.
Yes.
Thought of the week. Let me just see. Where can you see thought of the week, Duncan? Because Papa can't see.
First things.
Huh?
And they're referring to the sting.
Where? Okay, let me play this.
Here is the thought of the week.
Our thought of the week, read by HBO, no, CAO, Sir Mark Banks.
Thank you. Our thought for the week, you don't have to learn how to control your thoughts. You just have to stop letting them control you.
Mm. Wow.
Thank you very much. Well, that's the end of the show today. I want to thank Mark Banks.
Thank you. Is that it?
That's it?
Seriously?
I can't believe it.
My goodness. When is this going out?
It's already gone out.
Has it gone? Oh. But I'll,
do you know what? I'll send you the podcast link.
Yeah.
The podcast link. Can you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Does he have a smartphone?
Yeah, of course he has.
He's got a shitty phone. Show me.
No,
phone.
I don't have. No, it was stolen. Can you believe it was stolen?
I can't believe it.
That's no, we can believe.
He had the first Nokia ever the last time he was here.
It was stolen.
Go to the Peter Tureen Theatre in Monte Cassino. See Mark Banks in his show.
Banktrapped.
And enjoy. He's not only doing stand-up, but also characters. And he's
characters
very
review.
Funny.
Two shows Saturday, and we have a Sunday matinee.
Oh, my God. Wow. I will light a prayer for you.
I want
Thank
to come.
Thank you very much.
Thank I want
you.
To come.
Please.
Please. That's something else.
Keeping it real on CliffCentral.com.